This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Crime Alert, hourly update, breaking crime news now.
I'm Sydney Silvani. A horrifying discovery in the Arizona desert exposes the deadly dangers of online dating. 24-year-old Dominic Rodolico stands accused of first-degree murder and the concealment of a dead body following the disappearance of 21-year-old Ariana Bailey Jones. The young mother vanished in early July, sparking an intense investigation by the Glendale Police Department. On Monday, authorities laid out the grim timeline, revealing how an ordinary social media interaction quickly escalated into a nightmare. Glendale Police spokesperson Jose Santiago detailed their fateful initial connection.
We believe that the two of them had been in communication with one another through some social media channels, and then they met for a date of some type. The two were seen at a movie together and then ended up in this remote area where we believe this crime took place.
The search took a devastating turn on July 11th when investigators uncovered human remains hidden in a shallow grave in a remote desert landscape near Lake Pleasant. While official autopsy confirmation is pending, police discovered overwhelming physical evidence at the scene linking the remains to the missing mother. Jose Santiago explained the current status of the identification process.
We are still waiting on some testing results from the medical examiners, but there was enough evidence, physical evidence of not only clothing, but other things matching Miss Jones to be able to identify her.
According to the probable cause affidavit, the crime scene held dark secrets. Detectives recovered two movie souvenir cups, spent casings, bags of concrete mix, a bra, and latex gloves. Furthermore, both concrete and lye were mixed directly into the dirt surrounding the victim's body. The investigation originally began on July 7th when Jones's panicked family contacted law enforcement. When officers arrived at her apartment, the scene immediately raised red flags, presenting a disheveled living space left in absolute chaos. Jose Santiago described the alarming state of the home.
They found her cell phone had been left behind. They also found that a dog that was crated was still there and had been in its own waste for several days and no food. So that was enough of an indication that there at least had been some kind of suspicious nature.
The timeline shows Jones' social media profiles went completely dark after July 5th, with her phone transmitting its final location ping on July 6th. Detectives established that Rodolico picked Jones up at her residence on July 5th for a movie date. Theater surveillance footage captured the pair walking through the parking lot, and subsequent mobile phone data placed both individuals at the remote desert location where Jones was later found. Investigators note this tragic encounter was likely their very first in-person meeting. Rodolico was apprehended on July 11th while actively cleaning his vehicle. His mother later informed police that on the morning of July 6th, she witnessed her son in the bathroom treating three severe lacerations on his right hand. Rodolico fabricated a story claiming two unknown men ambushed them at the theater, stabbed Jones, and forced him to flee. However, law enforcement completely rejects this alibi. Jose Santiago addressed the suspect's claims.
He is saying that the two of them were in this remote area and that two individuals showed up and attacked them. And at some point he made his escape and Miss Jones stayed behind, and he believes that that's how this all took place. We have sufficient enough evidence to believe that Mr. Rodolico is the person responsible and he is facing homicide charges.
Rodolico is currently being held behind bars in custody on a staggering $2 million cash bond as prosecutors prepare their case. More crime and justice news after this. In Alabama, a military veteran and his wife were brutally slaughtered inside their home. According to the Pickens County Sheriff's Office, 46-year-old George Birmingham faces severe charges of capital murder, burglary, and drug offenses. The bodies of Justin and Lena Elrod were discovered early Sunday morning following urgent reports of a burglary. Court records reveal Birmingham allegedly killed Lena with an electric saw and struck Justin in the head with a metallic object prior to the break-in. Authorities state Birmingham was an acquaintance, though no motive is established. Aliceville Mayor Terrence Windham honored Justin's military and prison service, while co-worker Jason Burns expressed total disbelief. The sheriff's office requested public prayers for the victims' families. Finally, in Houston, a 19-year-old man faces life behind bars after a woman heroically fought off a brutal sexual assault and attempted drowning. The office of Harris County Precinct 1 Constable Alan Rosen confirmed that Jacoby Isaiah Fuselier ambushed the victim on July 13th as she exercised along the White Oak Bayou. Exhibiting immense bravery, the woman fiercely gouged the suspect's eyes and tore out clumps of his hair, enabling her escape to notify nearby deputies. Law enforcement deployed a drone, spotting claw marks in the bayou mud that pinpointed the crime scene. Deputies tracked bicycle prints to a residential area where home surveillance and a vital witness description led to Fuselier's arrest after a brief struggle. Found with the victim's stolen property and matching physical defensive injuries, Fuselier was initially charged with evading arrest on Tuesday. However, the Harris County District Clerk confirmed that two counts of first-degree felony aggravated sexual assault were filed overnight. Constable Rosen highly praised the survivor's truly incredible strength and will to survive. For more crime and justice news, be sure to join us for Crime Stories with Nancy Grace on Fox One, YouTube, SiriusXM, and now streaming on Tubi. With this crime alert, I'm Sydney Silvani.
This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.